Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Chal Daf Lamed Ches in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We start three lines down in Amud Aleph. Yesh Dvarim Shem Chibur Bechalo, Ve'einom Chibur B'Tvul Yoyim, Chibur B'Tvul Yoyim, Ve'einom Chibur Bechalo. Some things make a combination for Chalo. The doughs are touching each other, they combine together for Chiyuv Chalo. But they're not a combination for Tvul Yoyim. Tvul Yoyim is Tumo. There's a tumah of Tvuyayim. Tvuyayim means someone who went to the mikvah. But they now wait for the evening. Whatever he touches becomes tumah for truma and challah only. And sometimes he touches one thing. If it's connected to something else, it will be chibur for that. Sometimes it won't be chibur. So there are some things that are chibur for challah, but not for Tvuyayim. And some things are chibur for Tvuyayim, but not for challah. Chibur b'challah, what's the chibur of a challah case? The tanim we learned in our mishnah. B'zmanchim she'isha achas min b'minoy chayov. So if it belongs to one woman, as we said, two toes that belongs to one woman who doesn't care to combine them together. If it's the same mean, they combine together. It won't be like that. The Tanita, when we learned over there, yeah, person puts a coin puts in one basket many chalos, many does, and they touch each other, noshu, they bite from each other. If someone touches one piece of dough and makes it tome, it will not make another piece of dough tome. So this combination of those together is good for challah, not for tvuyayim. Now, what about the other case? Here, using the gears of Reb Chaim, just adds a little bit. Chibur b'tvuyayim ve'einu chibur b'challah. What is that case? The b'tvuyayim is a chibur b'challah, not. The Tanin and Taman we learned over there. Besara koydish koyom alov hakupo. You have a meat of Kodesh, and on top of it, there's a congealed sediment, or congealed sauce, on top of the basur. So what's the din? It says over here that even though the congealed part becomes tameh, it does not affect the meat. It's two different things. Hashar kol hakupo chibur. But the congealed part, the entire sauce is considered to be one, that does make everything tameh. Ve'ein sofu l'chotcha. What do you mean? Aren't you going to cut the congealed part to different pieces? Because when you cut the meat for the kayanim, you'll give each one his own congealed part of sauce. That will make it not a chibur b'chal. Someone makes dough, and he's planning to divide to different people, so it's potter b'chal, it doesn't become one for chal. So you see, in meat of kodesh, the congealed part, you're going to divide it, it's considered to be chibur. By chal, if you can consider to divide it, it's not chal b'chal. Now we learned in the Mishnah, head of the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Kshar aminim, other meaning of grain, they join together. What about Rabbanan? Mau shayoso, what do Rabbanan hold about the rest? Says the one on wood base. Rabbuna Omar, im oimre at hashifrin min kusmin. If you hold like the Mando Omar that we learned earlier in the first parak, that shifrin oats is a type of spelt, mitstaref imachitim. Or another gear, so mitzdaref im akusrim. If you hold shifrin and kusrim in one, they join together. Shibos shul minzurim, and you hold the foxtail as a type of barley, ain't no mitzdaref im akusrim. It doesn't join spelt anymore, because each one is alone. That's what Rabbanan will say. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is saying, no, they all join together. And adds Reb Chai that we learned earlier, the shita of Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka, that holds each meat is on its own. So he holds they don't join together at all. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that all of them join together. So as the Gemara is quoting Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, or Yimer Shara meaning mitzdaref im zeim zeh, you could join other meaning in zeim zeh except wheat and barley. Is tani, there's a price that says, kol meaning mitzdaref im zeim zeh, that all the meaning join together. Says the Gemara, al daitich da'ach tani, according to this man, the Omar, bro means the tana of the brisa, tana bro, the outside tano, ma bein noshuch, ma bein bolul. What's the difference between when the dough is mixed together well? Or the doughs are separated and just bite from each other. So according to our Mishnah, we know the difference, as we mentioned before. If it's mixed together, so the meaning joined together. But if the only nashuk, so then they don't join together. That's the difference between we have chitim, soyim, kismim, they don't join to become one. That will be the chiluk between bol and nashuk. But according to this mando, this braiso, those are all joined together, even by nashuk, which is our case. So what's the difference between nashuk and bol? It says the Gemara Omer Avyudin Avuda of Matnyo. When he divided them and added to them, when Daf Lametes Amud Aleph, Neshuchim Chayavin Belulim Ptorim. So he explains Reb Chaim, we learned before in the Masechta, that if you have two people that each one is has one kav, it's Lachayim and Chalo. And if they went and they combined together, then they separated it, and then each one added more on his kav and got to Ashir. You're not Chayim and Chalo anymore. Why not? Because once came the time of Chiyuv, when they did the Gilgul, when they did the rolling of the dough, there was no Chiyuv Chala. So if you don't have a Chiyuv in the time of Chiyuv, then you potter forever, even if you add more flour later, more dough later, you're not Chayiv and Chala. That is only right by Bolu. Because then you go Bein Lekulu, Bein Lechumro. That by Bolu, when they're combined together, it's one big Chala, and that's what you're doing. But if I have many meaning joined together, Noshuch, they're just biting from each other. So Lechumro, I say, they consider to be one, the Chayiv and Chala. But not Lekulu. Meaning, if you have two people, then add together a dough, which is a mixture of spelt and oats. And they each one has less than a shear. And they went and separated, each one took his own portion, and added to it later, they will be chayav and challah. Because even though they were not chayav in the time of separation, but that will not point to them going forward, because that portion, when they did the separation, it's because it was only noshuch and not balu, it was only biting and not really mixed up, so only the chorm was considered to be one, not lekulo. That's how Reb Chaim explains our Gemara. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Chalo Daf Lamed Ches.